Love this church. Thank you, Jesus, for CFTN. I've never been to a church, a fellowship in my life that has so much grace and so much love and such a value for every person being themselves. Take your mask off. We want to see the real you. So yeah, this is an incredible church. My name is Pastor Marla Monk, and I'm going to be sharing with you guys tonight. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm the director of our ministry school, and what I'd like to do is just take a couple minutes to talk with you about our school of ministry. I'd like to invite Pastor Kwame and Miss Linda up. We're going to have them share a brief testimony about their experience in this school. Ushers, if you could hand out the brochures, or if you have stacks at the end of your row, feel free to pass those on down. We'd love for everybody to take one. Even if you're not feeling like the school is for you, maybe a friend or a family member, so please feel free to take it. Yeah. Pastor Kwame.
You know, for those who don't know that about me, I'm a very hungry person about the things of God. You know, since I came to CFTN, I don't know if there has been a class that I haven't attended, because I prayed for God to show me a place where I could be trained and serve. And then we came over here. And when, you know, about 2 years ago, it came about SSOM, for me, it was no brainer. I had to go. And we went, and it took us, 9 months? And we spent those 9 months, you know, discovering our true self through the Word of God, knowing Jesus in a better way, and just getting activated. Activated. It's just the experience, like Dr. McCray said in the video. Every day, from the beginning to the end, you will experiment what you'll be taught. And for me, in the beginning, you know, I will pray, I'll be ministering to people, and I'll get some words. But sometimes they'll look weird to me, and I won't trust them, and I won't say anything to the persons. But through this, I've learned to trust everything that comes into my mind, even if it looks weird. So now I feel so, you know, at ease in ministering. Even after SSOM, the way I minister now, it's completely different. It moved more into the prophetic, and I love it. I love it. So this school is for everybody. Amen. You know, we live a time now where things, you know, are not getting better outside there. Out there is not getting better. For those who live in the world who don't know God, they will love it. For those who are religious, they will be so mad that they just want Jesus to come and for them to go. But for us, it's getting exciting. That's right. Because this is the time for you and I just to bring out everything that God put in us and show the world through Jesus. So that's what I wanted to say.
Thank you. You'll see how prophetic Pastor Kwame is here in just a minute.
So I just had the privilege of graduating from SSOM. And when I tell you it was... When I tell you it's the best thing I could have done, it's seriously the best thing. It completely transformed my life and my worldview. Before attending SSOM, I grew up in a religious household, so I didn't exactly see things the way I see them now. It was kind of just a narrow path, and that was all. You didn't look any other way. And after SSOM, I completely see God differently. I don't see him as someone sitting on the throne, only coming down to judge us, and kind of point his finger and say, you did this, this, and this. Now it's kind of like, hey, God, what's going on? Come hang out with me. And it's like so natural. So it's been so life-changing. And this year has been a progress. It's been a process, kind of like running a marathon. You start off hard, but at the end it's worth it. And this year I walked into my giftings. I walked into my purpose. It changed the way I see things, and I'm not afraid to go up to someone and tell them what I feel on my heart that God has for them. So it's definitely been life impacting.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. Yeah, and Kumoyo is one of our graduates from the school, too. We're so proud of her and so excited to see her launched into her kingdom destiny. We're going to have a few information sessions over the next few weeks. Be looking for some communication on that, probably for the most part of August. So you guys can come out and ask us specific questions. And then after service tonight, Daniel, one of our graduates and interns from last year, will be in the north lobby handing out applications and answering questions as well. So, okay, so I am really excited to share with you guys tonight something that is really near and dear to God's heart, and I want to talk with you about your kingdom destiny. Like Pastor Kwame said, this is the most exciting time to be alive, and I know some people are like, how can you think that? How can you say that? Do you know what's going on in the Middle East? Do you know what's happening in America? Do you know what's happening in Africa and all around the globe? Do you read the news? But like Pastor Debbie said on Sunday, we know the end, we win. Now, if you're wired, if you're a D personality like me, you're wired competitively, it's like, woo, we win. Well, not exactly. Okay, calm down. That's what I gotta tell myself anyway. Isaiah 2, chapter 1 and 2 puts it like this. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house will be established at the top of all the mountains and will be raised above the hills. All nations will stream to it. So in the last days, there's going to be a transition. The Lord's house will be established at the top of the mountains of society, and all spheres of influence and all nations will stream to it. That's the Bible. That's the word. We can stand on it. That's his promise. It's good. So you might ask, what would cause all nations to stream to the mountain of the Lord? Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 3 says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord shines over you. For look, darkness covers the earth. Deep darkness and depression covers the people. But the Lord will shine over you. His glory will appear over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings will come to the brightness of your radiance." Here's the key. Jesus said in John 8:12, "I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." You are the one who carries the light. Every person in this room, you carry Christ inside. You carry the light. Isaiah was prophesying about you. "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord shines over you." Darkness does cover the earth in 2015, does it not? Depression covers people, does it not? But oh, the glory of the Lord in and through you will cause nations to stream to you, and kings will be drawn to the light of the world who lives inside of you. You have the answer living inside of you. Christ is not coming back to a dystopia. I love that word. It's a great word. It means destruction. If you play video games or, you know, watch YouTube or TV, you know, the end of the world. I saw this Pinterest pin. And, you know, those of us who kind of grew up 80s, 90s, we pictured like the Jetsons, you know, and all these little spacecraft. And, you know, I forget the little dog, what his name was, but Astro, yeah. You know, like this wonderful future. But they say this generation looks at the world like it's falling to pieces. Everything's grayscale, broken buildings, broken lives. But you know what? I'm here to tell you, Christ is not coming back to a destructive planet. He's not coming back to a dystopia. Christ is coming back to a world where all mountains of society have been infiltrated by you and me. Come on now. Christ is coming back to a world where all spheres of influence have been so influenced by kingdom-minded believers like you and me who know how to spread the kingdom everywhere we go. Isaiah 9:7 says, "Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end." Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. That means his government is increasing. It's increasing through you and me, and it increases through peace. As kingdom-minded believers, we have an invitation from God to establish his kingdom. And you know what? Every single person in this room, every single person in this room and watching on live stream has a massive kingdom destiny. You have a massive kingdom destiny. Don't let your past dictate your future. Don't let what's happened to you in the past dictate your future. Don't let people around you who aren't kingdom-minded dictate your future. You have a massive destiny, and that is a fact. Even if you don't know Jesus yet and you're sitting in this room, guess what? You have a massive destiny. You've got an incredible destiny. Yeah. God does not make insignificant people. God does not make mistakes. Maybe you're sitting in here, your whole life you thought you were a mistake, you were neglected, you were abused, whatever, fill in the blank. Guess what? God doesn't make mistakes. God makes giants. God makes sons and daughters who have all of the kingdom of heaven available to them. Sons and daughters who know they can access all that Papa has. They can access everything because they're his kid. Romans 8:19 says, all creation eagerly awaits. All creation eagerly awaits with anticipation for the manifestation of the sons of God. All creation eagerly waits with anticipation for you. For you, for every person in this room to manifest who they are as God's son and God's daughter, to transform the landscape of earth to that of heaven. No, God's not coming back to a destructed planet. He's coming back to a celebration. So the world is waiting for your appearance. The world is waiting for your appearance, like a massive stage where the curtains are pulled back for a massive show, a massive production. And guess what? You're the star. That's right. The world is crying out, whether or not they know it. Where is hope? Where is truth? Where is freedom? They may not know it, but they're crying out. They want Jesus. They want Jesus. They want Jesus. They want Jesus in you. They want Jesus through you. You're Jesus' hands. You're Jesus' feet. You're Jesus' smile. Okay, so who's heard of the word apocalypse? Come on now, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Little calisthenics in church. Who's heard of the word apocalypse? All right. The word apocalypse in the Greek means manifestation. The word apocalypse doesn't mean the end of the world. Romans 8:19 says, all creation eagerly awaits with anticipation for the apocalypse of the sons and daughters of God. What? I thought apocalypse was the end of the world, you know, zombie. Okay, I'm not an actress, I won't try. Oh, hey, this is my husband, Dylan. Let's everybody give him a round of applause. He's amazing, and he's gonna be a pastor in this school this year, so we're really stoked about that, yeah. Woo, Dylan. So the word apocalypse means manifestation. It means a revealing, a revelation. It means truth laid bare. All the earth is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. All earth is waiting for Christ in you to be revealed. You see, the Bible says it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. If we want to tell the world, hey, you know what? You can have hope. There's glory. There's a glory. There's a power. There's something that you can access to turn your life around. Guess what? It's Christ. You carry the light that this world so desperately needs. I don't care what you're doing right now. I don't care what you did last week. I don't care what you did 20 years ago. I really don't. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much shame it brought on you or how much fear it caused in you, the handcuffs it put on you, the weight that you've been carrying. You can be changed in an instant. Worship changes you in an instant. In an instant. That's why we worship. We don't worship to have a filler, you know, at the beginning of service. God wants to change you in an instant. He wants you to know you have a kingdom destiny. The world is waiting for your manifestation. You carry the hope. You carry the love of Jesus. Jesus told his disciples in Matthew 28, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go change the world with the authority that I now give you." You carry his authority. You carry his hope. You carry his love. You carry his glory. And you carry his authority. So some of you might be thinking, well, I don't feel like I carry any authority. I don't feel like I carry any hope. I don't feel like I carry any love. And this is when you take a step back, like Dr. McCray said Sunday. If you guys weren't here Sunday, or you were, I highly encourage you to get the DVD. What he preached on Sunday was so incredibly powerful and so incredibly foundational to what I'm talking about tonight. So I highly recommend that you get that. But he talked about holding on to yourself. So when things are topsy-turvy, whatever you're facing right now in life, or you know, you might be facing in the future, that's where you hold on to those core values, as he puts it. You hold on to those non-negotiables. And you say, you know what? I'm God's kid. And I have a great purpose on this planet. Jesus loves me, as Pastor Bonnie said. You go back to the basics. And you say, no. I'm not letting my emotions and I'm not letting these circumstances move me off of the truth that I know. Yeah, amen. Come on. Psalm 43 puts it this way, soul, why are you disquieted within me? Why are you noisy? Why are you loud? Why are you making noise? And I talk to myself a lot. I do. I tell my soul, hey, it's time to rest. Let's rest. Let's let our spirit lead. Let's follow the Holy Spirit. And this is where renewing of the mind is key, okay? So Romans 12:2 says, we're not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. It was like Linda talked about earlier when she gave her testimony. We all grow up, and within our growing up years, we develop a worldview. Your worldview is the way that you look at the world. Pretty simple. But if you were not raised in a Christian home, or you went to public school, or whatever the case may be, chances are you have maybe a distorted worldview, certainly a Christian worldview for some homes, but it could be secular humanism. And so all these things kind of get woven into us as we grow up, okay? So this is where the renewing of the mind becomes key, because we need to go back to what the Word says about our lives, what the Word says about our family, what the Word says about our workplace, what the Word says about our world. So we become transformed by the renewing of our mind to grow in Christ-likeness and our awareness that He is in us and He wants to shine out. How many of you guys know heaven isn't a trillion miles away? I don't know. Pick a number. Heaven isn't this vastly spatial, distant place where if maybe we pray hard enough, we might get there. You know, maybe if we go through a wormhole or something, you know, we'll be shot there in an instant. But heaven is really supernatural. Heaven is just merely transcendent to this natural realm that we live in. Heaven is right here. Heaven's right here. Heaven's all around us. Isaiah 6:3 says, "His glory fills the whole earth." Habakkuk 2:14 says, "For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord's glory as the waters cover the sea." So he's increasing awareness on this planet of his glory. My glory's here. I'm going to increase knowledge on the earth of my glory. The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, it was the glory of the Father that raised Jesus from the dead, lives in you. Wrap your mind around that for a moment. The same glory that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. Lives in you. The same power that raised our Savior from the dead lives in you. The same power that raised Jesus, he got all authority back. And now he says, here's my authority. Whoa, here's my power. And here's the keys. Go change the world. Go change the world. That's why I raised from the dead. It's so that I could buy you back. I could buy him back. I could buy her back. And now I want you to go out into the world and tell them about the goodness of the gospel. I died so that you could be free. I died so that you could have a destiny, a kingdom destiny. I didn't die so you'd have great worship songs. I didn't die so you'd have stories to tell your kids. I died so that you would change the world. Let's change the world. And if you're like me, okay, I'm a recovering control freak. Okay, I'm just gonna be honest with you. I'm like, oh, dear Jesus, the weight of the world is on me. How am I gonna change the world, you know? How am I gonna fix this and manage these 8,000 other things? Well, guess what? He wants to manage the world with you. It's by his grace. It's by his power. It's by his glory. You're not doing it alone. You've got the best partner in all the universe. Yeah, amen, amen. Like Pastor Mike says, Pastor Mike says something. Apparently, I don't remember what it is. I got ahead in my notes is what happened. As Pastor Mike said, God wanted to partner with Adam to name all the animals, all the creatures. He's like, you know, Pastor Mike a couple weeks ago, hey, son, come here, come here. What would you name that one? Great, it's an elephant. You remember he said, great, it's an elephant. We'll name it an elephant. Great, that's a giraffe. So now God is looking to you. He's looking to me. He's looking to every person in this room. Hey, what are we going to do to take the business mountain? What are we going to do to transform the government mountain? What are we going to do to turn the family mountain inside out? And oh, by the way, I think the family mountain is the most important mountain, and here's why. Okay? When you have broken families, you have a broken world. When you have solid families, you get a solid world. Yeah. So if you're in this room and you feel like, oh, I'm just called to the family mountain, it's not that big, I know I'm not going to ever be on a stage or run for president, you have the most important job in the world. You are called to model. Family was God's idea. Family was God's idea. So I bless every person in here, every family in here. I bless your family with health, wholeness, connected hearts, open communication, love, 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 love that defies logic, love that turns the other cheek. Yeah, love, 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 love. Thank you, Jesus. You carry the solution for your workplace. You carry the answer for your family, and you carry hope for a broken world. Can a nation be saved in a day? Someone once said, God isn't looking for an answer. He's looking for a testimony. Can a nation be saved in a day? Can a mountain be infiltrated in a day? Can we take over the world? Let's show him our testimony. I had a vision about a year and a half ago, and in this vision, Jesus came back to a celebration. As Pastor Kwame said, there were people of all backgrounds, all races, all nations, jumping and laughing and dancing and celebrating. There was confetti everywhere. Jesus is coming back to a celebration. We get to say, we get to join in with the angels and say the kingdoms of this earth have become the kingdoms of our God. We have taken all mountains of society for you, Jesus. We're going to win for the Lamb, the reward of his sacrifice. Jesus, we're doing this for you. We're doing this with you. Yeah, so every single person in this room, I declare a shift over you in Jesus' name, a shift, a shift, a shift. I declare a quickening in the spirit, a quickening in the spirit for every person. There's an acceleration. I saw it Sunday as Dr. McCray was preaching. I saw a zipper open up, and this church is going to a new level in the spirit. This church is going to a new level. Every person is going to a new level, and the room peeled back. And we all move forward, up, 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 up to the throne, up to the throne, up to the throne. In his throne room is everything that you need, everything that you need, everything that you need. Hold on to those non-negotiables and say, I'm going to spend time with the King of Kings. I'm going to spend time with the Lord of Lords. I'm going to get a blueprint for the Arts and Entertainment Mountain. I'm going to get his idea, and I'm going to live that out. I'm going to walk that out. So I declare a shift and a quickening over every person in this room. You will not leave tonight the same. Every single person in this room is leaving different. There's a new creativity that's being unlocked, new colors, new ideas. I saw creativity unlocking at a new level. It was incredible. And God is rewriting histories. God is rewriting histories in this room. I saw him take people's broken, heavy, chaotic histories, and he put it on a resume. And it said experience. God, amen, amen. God can use everything, okay? God can use everything. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks, Lord. Thanks, Lord. You know, skepticism is the seed of unbelief. Well, I don't know if that leg really grew out a half an inch. I mean, we should probably measure that. I mean, come on, are we really sure? I don't know if so-and-so really got that, you know, that check in the mail they say was God. I think it was probably just, you know, probably just a check that was coming to them and overage on their mortgage or something. Skepticism is the seed of unbelief. And God wants to do the impossible through every person in this room. Every person in this room, every person in this room, miracles, signs, wonders. 1 Corinthians 4:20 says, "For the kingdom of God is not talk but power." The world's tired of talk. They want to see the power. The world is waiting for your manifestation. Will you let them see you? Will you let them see Christ in you? Yeah, everybody stand up. Whoa, whoa. In Jesus' name, I declare an open heaven over every person in this room. Every person in this room. God, we thank you that every person in here tonight and watching on live stream is taking a step into their destiny. I want everybody, we're going to do a prophetic act. Take a little step. It can be to the right, to the left, or forward, because I know you're in some tight pews. I want everybody to take a step forward right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you that every person in this room has a massive destiny. Thank you that they can hear from you and they can hear from you well. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We celebrate you. God, we consecrate ourselves to you. We enter into covenant with you in our hearts and our lives. And we say, our lives are yours, Lord. We're yours. We're yours. We love you. We live for you. God, help us infiltrate every mountain of society with joy, with love, with hope. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, and that we will never be the same. God, give us a resolve deep within our person to stay committed to you, to stay committed to our destiny, to stay committed to the promises that you've spoken over our lives. Guys, get out the promises that the Lord has spoken over you. Get out your prophetic words. Start warring over those. Start praying over those. Start interceding over those. Start declaring those words. Look for the common threads. Look for the breadcrumbs. Oh, yeah, God wants to do massive things in your life. Whoa, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, we celebrate you, Lord. Okay, prayer team, if you want to come on down. So what I'd like to do, I'd like every person, if I was up here talking and you're like, I don't even know what she was talking about, but something in me is coming alive so much I might explode, I want you to come down. We want to pray with you. We want to agree with you over your destiny. If you need a healing in your body, my hands were really hot earlier tonight. The Lord is here to heal. We can heal, pray with you for healing in your body. And if you want to make a commitment to the Lord, a commitment of consecration and covenant to him to step into the massive destiny that he's got for you, I want you to come down. We want to pray with you. We want to prophesy over you. We want to speak life into you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Thanks, 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 thanks. You guys, today's a new day. Today's a new day. Today's a new day. You have the King of the entire universe, the one and only true God, the most loving friend, shepherd, the kindest person I know, working behind the scenes, who's radically committed to your future. He's radically committed to your destiny. You got to get this. He's for you. God is for you. If God is for you, who can be against you? All right. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All things are possible for those who believe. All things are possible for those who believe. Jesus says, all things are possible for those who believe. Jesus, we believe, we believe, we believe, we believe in you. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. If you need prayer for anything else, if I didn't call it out, come on down. We want to pray with you guys. Love you. Thanks.
Saving me. grace finds me. It's your grace finds me. Your grace finds me. Oh, your grace finds me. Your grace.